Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Do we need late night trains all year round? Our reporter Daniel Pitcher spoke to the Transport Minister Dara O'Brien a little earlier and asked him his thoughts.
It's something that I'm looking at. I don't want to, you know, say that this is something that can be done easily, because like our rail network needs to be maintained as well. But we're looking to see even if it's possible across our rail network, particularly in our major cities, to be able to extend the service time, and basically the train times that bit later. It works well through Christmas. People respond very well to it. But there is a balance then to be struck as to when the lines are available for important maintenance to be carried out. But it is something that I've asked Aoife O'Laoghan to look at. And even if we could extend the service, you know, on weekends or on particular at particular events and particular times, maybe by an additional half an hour or an hour, it's something that I do believe needs to be looked at.
1800 453 106 is the number. Louise is with me on the line today in Athlone. Are you in favour of late night trains all year round, Louise?
Hi, Andrea. Yes, I am in favour of it. And speaking to your researcher earlier, my first thought of it was from a humanitarian point of view, considering the housing crisis that we're in at the moment for those who are commuting, which, by the way, under the CSO is 3.2 million people, you know, are commuters in this country. So we take that into consideration. They're working, you know, in other counties, say, for example, Dublin. So they're commuting 2-3, maybe even 5 hours a day. And they're skipping off out the door, you know, on a Friday evening or whichever, or if there's an occasion that comes up in work. And because they have to catch their train, you know, because there's no later trains. Or those who are attending universities, you know, in Dublin or surrounding areas, and they're commuting, you know, 2-3 hours as well. You know, about them, how do they get involved, you know, literally immerse themselves fully into campus life? You know, if they're all the time thinking about that train that they have to catch.
So the Transport Minister, Dara O'Brien, Louise, has said today that he's actually in talks with Aoife O'Laoghan about expanding the late night rail services now beyond the Christmas and the New Year festive period, because we know these late night services are currently in operation, you know, to try and cover the kind of the holidays right up until about 2 a.m. Normally, though, beyond the Christmas period, the majority of train services terminated around 11:30 at night. Like, my argument on this, Louise, is even on a Saturday night, if we could run some additional services, or a Friday would be a boost, I think would be a great thing.
Absolutely. You know, and we've heard, we're looking at, would like, under consideration. I don't know how everybody else feels about it, but we really would like our ministers just to get a good grip on things when they're handed a portfolio. And make some real commitment, you know, in their decision making.
What about you?
You know, because it's that's not enough. There's not enough clarity there. And just very briefly there, and just looking at Irish Rail's response, you know, to this too, which is they're talking about the maintenance side of it, and at night time, that's the time when they need, you know, to go, you know,
carry out whatever maintenance work.
You know, and it's like, we're well travelled, you know, Irish people now. And I don't know about you or anybody else, but I've seen some workers in other parts of the world. And my goodness, the work that they can do, you know, working from 7 a.m. or 7 to 7 p.m. and for 7 days in that week, the amount of work that they seem to get done. What is wrong with us here? Why can't we do it for
ourselves? Working overnight. What about you, Chris? You're a regular train user. Are you in favour of late night services?
100%. I 100% agree with everything your previous caller said there.
Yeah.
But I also want to add on a few bits. You were saying, you said you'd love to see it even on weekends. What I'd love to see on weekends is them actually running the same amount of trains as during the week, or even running the trains. For instance, every Saturday, I work, I can work any day of the week. That doesn't, there's no weekends. I'm a tour guide in the city.
Okay.
And if I'm in on Monday to Friday, I can get the train from Drogheda straight to Pierce Station. Whereas Saturday and Sunday, the train only goes as far as Connolly, which means I have to get an earlier train, leave about an hour earlier than I would during the week, just going on a weekend. And then on top of that, on the weekend, nothing. How, there's been no mention of this. And I've actually sent his in text several times in the last few months. The last six bank holiday weekends, including the bank holiday weekend where we had the US football game on, they turned off the trains. The last five bank holiday weekends, I have driven into Dublin.
So you weren't able to
They turn off the trains for maintenance.
Yeah.
Air quotes.
So it's not even additional services. You really, you're just looking for the weekend service to be similar to the weekday service, Chris.
Yeah. And I mean, this whole, oh, we have a late train for Christmas. I got the late train home on Sunday. I actually went out on a Sunday night in Dublin. Very, very rare that I do. And the last train home is 10 to 12, leaves Dublin at 10 to 12. What use is that to anybody? Sorry, 11:53.
11:53, and that's on a Sunday, so it's this Friday and Saturday, then it's operating later.
It is operating later on a Saturday.
Well, some of the services for the Christmas period are run until 2 a.m. is the last service.
They're running until 2 a.m., but that means it leaves Drogheda, leaves Dublin at 10 to 12 and gets into Drogheda.
So it's too early still.
You know what I mean? They're on about nightlife dying in Dublin. Nobody can go to a nightclub and get a train home. That's just an impossibility.
But the Lewis service as well. You know, I can't understand.
The Lewis is grand if you're living in Tala on the south side. Lewis is useless for anybody on the north side. Same as the DART system. They're on about running the DART to Drogheda now, and they've been on about that for 20 years, and it's still not made a difference. And then to top it all, they brought in this leap card system a few months ago, and they did away with the monthly ticket. So now I have to buy a ticket every day for work for the train, instead of I used to be able to buy a monthly ticket up until I think it was June.
And is that to try and move people to the annual, the yearly one?
Well, the tax saver yearly thing. I was looking into that there, and it seems like a lot of mess. But I mean, why can't they sell the monthly one? They did away with that the moment they brought in the leap card. And they're trying to get people to use the leap card, but it's 14.50 each way in the leap card. Or sorry, 7.50 each way in the leap card, and it's €14 return to not use the leap cards. So all these strategies they bring in, none of them make any sense. I can't get my head around it.
Yeah, well, no, it's a fair point. 087-1400-106 is the WhatsApp number. Lachlan Gallagher is the chair of the Galway Coalition or Commuters Coalition. Lachlan's joining us here as well, Chris. How do you feel about the introduction or the continuation of late night services?
Well, I thank you for having me on, by the way, and happy Christmas.
Same to yourself.
I don't know if there's anything other than the minister is thinking about it. You know, he's just published a sectoral transport plan that involves a lot of funding. And I mean, that would have been a great time to identify funding for what are the infrastructural things that you need to bring in to run extra services through the night. So one of your previous callers mentioned that frequently in Dublin, the bank holiday involves a lot of maintenance on the DART line, on the Northern Line to Drogheda. And if we run more late night services, in all likelihood, that means more weekend closures. You know, the lines in Ireland are pretty much at capacity all the time. And in fairness to Inverd Éireann, they do a reasonably good job at getting the maintenance done at night when they do need to. And then when they need big, long breaks, they take bank holidays when the commuting traffic is much lower. But, you know, a lot of the problem is that there's sort of no redundancy in any sort of part of our transport network, right? So, like, if you want to run later night trains to Galway, say, but you need to do the maintenance on the single track that's between Port Arlington and Galway, there's no other track the train can go on. So, you know, the maintenance has to be done on that single piece of tracks. And there are strategies coming down the line that the minister has sort of put on the long finger in a way to the All-Ireland Strategic Rail Review, that sort of thing, to create the infrastructure that could potentially allow it to sort of bidirectional signalling or later tracks while you do that sort of thing. But it's not been funded. Like, so is the minister just having a chat all the time? Yes, he has money. He's a department. He should push for it.
So it's the DART, the Maynooth, Dundalk and Kildare late night train services that are currently in operation to cover the holiday period. So what time do the Galway, the West services end at each day, Lachlan?
I couldn't tell you off the top of my head. But
they're not running until 2 a.m. I take it.
No, they're not. Christmas, for sure. You wouldn't be getting a train out of Galway at 8:30 if I have to guess. Particularly not on a Sunday. I'm up and down to Dublin reasonably frequently. And now there are early services in the morning, but you know, you'd be getting the bus if you're leaving past 9 o'clock, and then after 9 o'clock, maybe 10 o'clock, it's unlikely that you'd be able to get out of the city at all by public transport. So, you know, in a way, we can feel a little bit hard done by. In the West, people talking about how, oh, you know, our 2 o'clock train's not late enough. But
listening to everybody else talking about continuing them.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, it would be great if you could run more services, but the fact of the matter is that the money's not there. These are workers who need to drive the trains, the stations need to be staffed, the track maintenance needs to get
well,
done.
Well, that's it, and then we have to right start place. Negotiating pay, and will it be extra pay on weekend, and unions involved, and you can imagine how long this might take. Ger, you're a taxi driver in Dublin, surely running, you know, later services, particularly at the weekend, would try and reduce some of the pressure on you guys.
No, we don't mind competition. We don't like unfair competition, but competition, that's the way it is. We're a capital city, and why not bring it on? Like, I mean, you know, I mean, this sounds to me like pie in the sky, like, but I mean, we'd wait and see. Well, what about like Metro North? I mean, a transport police. I mean, where do you draw the line? All these, you know, these we're going to do this, we're going to do that. I mean, look at. If they bring it in, they bring it in. People want it, they can use it. That's fine. You know what I mean?
And having the late night...
I can't see it happen.
You can't see it. Yeah, well, the minister is saying under consideration is what we heard in the clip a little earlier. So having the late night Lewis services and train services over the past few weekends, has that helped with transporting crowds out of the city?
Yeah. You should have done that 25 years ago. Yeah. I mean, you blame taxi drivers for everything. The sun fell out of the sky tomorrow, you blame taxi drivers. But that's neither here nor there. You know what I mean?
Michael's with us too. Michael, you're in Malahide in Dublin. You're the owner of the Toots Malahide Road Train. Are you in favour of this?
I am. It's time. It's time now. I'm 56. Will I see any of these improvements they talk about? Pie in the sky kind of politics. What I'd like to see is a czar, an infrastructure czar, and literally create a new line going across that estuary just for our sake. And then build everything from that. I understand there's great difficulty bottlenecking other lines down the line, but at the same time, if we're going to progress, we need to have somebody in charge. Mm. It's great to see Paul Reid in Bord Pleanála at the helm there, so you never have a better chance to do this with Paul Reid at the helm. So I believe it's something that should be aimed for. I just came back from Copenhagen there a little while ago, and my God, we are a third world country compared to, just like our insurance industry. Sorry, I get that in. Well, I forgot about that the last time that I got cut off. But the fact of the matter is they have it all set up, like from the airport, from the city, you know, favorable to everybody using this type of transport door to door. And when you have children and you see them out there in their teenage years, you don't want them loitering on corners. You want to make sure you have, you know, the protection of a late night rail service going into the early morning.
So it's a no-brainer then. No-brainer, Michael.
It's a no-brainer. And the only thing is, you're going to have them in these. Unfortunately, that's the way it is. But that's where the infrastructures are coming in. It's got to be, I'm sorry, but it's got to be heavy-handed. Otherwise, we're going to be having the same bloody conversation 20 years from now.
It'll be like the metro, Michael. We'll be constantly talking about it. Listen, emails lunchtimelivenewstalk.com talking about this today, whether we should have late-night train services all year round. The Transport Minister confirming this morning that he's just in talks with Éireann Ó Éireann about expanding late-night services. A lot of people in favour, though, you know, of this idea. I think it's absolutely brilliant, badly needed. For the moment, though, Louise, Chris, Lachlan, Ger, also Michael there in Malahide, thanks a million for getting in touch with us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.